Begin the current daf and step above the bas or daf ches. Begin on the third line down from the top of the yamut, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah had said, continuing on the theme of this perek regarding the requirements of a constituent, whether it be of a common courtyard or of a city, that someone has to contribute for the protection of the city. On that, the Gemara had said that Tamidei Chachamim, Talmudic scholars, righteous people, are exempt because Hashem protects them, their Torah protects them, and they don't need physical protection like the wall of a city. So on that, the Gemara continues that so too that there were incidents where people had attempted to put the taxes on the Talmidei Chachamim, and other Amiram had said that no, they were exempted. So too Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Rama Kargar Rabbanan. So he imposed the tax on the rabbis too. So Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Avarta, you have violated Adai Raisa, what's written in the Torah, Vad Nevi, what's written in the prophets, Vad Iksuv, what's written in the writings, as he explains. Adai Raisa Dachsiv. This that it's written in the Torah is the pasuk in the Devarim that says, Af Chayviv Amim. Also, when he endears himself to the nations, Kol Kadeshev, all his holy ones, Biyadecha, are in your hand. What is this? What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? He explains, Amma Moshe Lebnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbein Yisraelim, Master of the World, even at a time when you are showing endearment to the nations, meaning that you let them rule over your children, over the Jewish people, but still, Kol Kadoshav, all your holy ones of the Jewish people, meaning the Talmid HaChamim, you, Biyodecha, they should be in your hand that you should protect them. They are protected by Hashem. As we find, who is this referring to? V'him tuku liraglecha, that they will sit by your feet. Taner of Yosef, he says, Eil tamid hacham. That's a reference to the Talmudic scholars. Shemekatatim ragleyem mi'ir li'ir medin la'medin l'lumater, that they drag their feet, they, cases of a term of like cutting their feet from city to city and from country to country to go ahead and learn Torah. And as the pasuk concludes, Yisim midabri secha, that they carry from your word, meaning lisa v'litin b'divreisav shel mokim, to go ahead and have a what's called a masa matna, give and take, in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is who Hashem, even when the Jewish people are subordinate to other nations that have to pay taxes, but that does not apply to Talmid Chacham, Hashem protects them. So you have violated that pasuk in Torah. Then Adi Nevi Yidichsev, that which is written in the prophets, it says a pasuk in Hosea, Gam ki yisnu bagoyim, that even when they'll be given over to the nations, ata akabtzim, now I will gather them, v'yichelu me'at, and they'll be a little bit humbled, mimasa melech sarim, from the load of the king and princes. Now, that's the literal translation. But v'amma ula ula says, pasuk zeh b'loshna ramas, but this pasuk actually was written in Aramaic, because the word yisnu, which we translate as ingratiated, is actually the targum, the Aramaic, of yishnu. The shin always gets switched to a saf when you translate from Lashon HaKodesh into Aramaic, like Vishinantam in Targum is translated as Vesasninun. So, on that, it explains as follows. When it says Gam ki yisnu bagoy, it means to say, Itan tanu kulu, if they all, meaning, or the majority of the Jewish people, are shanu, meaning that they learn and they're toiling in Torah even when they're in exile by the bagoyim in the nations of the world, then says Hashem, Ata kabtzim. Then now, meaning very soon, I will gather them in. I'll take them out of exile. But v'im ma'at mehem, like the pasuk says, when there's ma'at, if there's only some of those other Jewish people that are learning in the exile, then yicholu mimasa melech v'sar. Now the word yicholu is like, as Rashi brings, loyachol devar, is a term of bittul, meaning then they will be bottled, they will be voided from having to carry the yoke of the weight of the kings and the princes of the governments that they're subordinate to, meaning that Talmid Chacham don't have to pay the taxes as the rest of the people do. And third of all, he says, Adiksuvi, Dichsiv, you violated what's written in the writings, as it says a pasuk in Ezra. This pasuk is where the Aryavish, the king, commanded the governor that was overseas, meaning by an Eretz Yisrael, regarding the tzaddikim of the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, that he told them, Minda, the levies, b'loy, the taxes of halach and the tithes, lo shalat lemir malem, you should not impose upon these righteous people. Again, the same idea that Talmid Chacham don't have to pay taxes. Now, Vam Rav Yehudi explained, what's minda? Zumanasa melch, this is the portion of the king, meaning it's the taxes that the king collects, which are incumbent upon all the constituents to have to pay towards. B'loy, zu kesab gulgalta, that's a reference to the head tax. And v'halach, zu arnuna, which is the tenth that has to be given from the crops and from the animals every single year to the government, all these taxes do not apply to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. As we see, Talmid Chacham don't have to pay taxes. So, but you imposing the taxes, this karga, the tax on the Rabbanan, you're violating what's written in Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuv. Continuing on this theme, the Gemara brings that Rav Papa Rama Karya Achadata, he imposed the digging of a new well for water to drink, Ayasmi, meaning everyone had to contribute towards that municipal need, and so to impose on the orphans. On that, Omale Rav Shisha Baridrav Dravidi Rav Papa, yes, Rav Papa, but the Dilmaloy Midvil, maybe that the digging is not going to be successful, maybe they're not going to find water. And that's going to cause a loss for whoever is constituent investing in the fresh water that they're being digging for. Now, so regular people could be Michael. They could forgive on their money because they realize that the municipality tries. They're not always successful. But orphans are minors. They're not what's called B'nai Mechil. They cannot forgive. And then you're going to be violating this tax on them, which was not allowed because it wasn't successful. So Amalei, so he said to him, you're right, Mishkol Shekel Nemanayu. I'm going to take the money from them because we need the funds to go ahead and do this project. A midvil, if we're successful getting water, then okay, it's successful, and then we're allowed to take from orphans too. V'loy, but if not, madran ulo na'alai, you're right, I'll give them back their money, so not to violate this problem about taking their money for naught. Amar Rav Yehuda, he says, hakol agli gafi, he says, everyone has to contribute for the gates of the walls of the city, meaning to place doors over there. I feel me ask me, even from orphans, because they also need protection. But the Rabban are exempt because they don't need protection, as we mentioned before. Now, it continues, Hakol Karya Pasya, everyone has to contribute towards the digging of a well for drinking water. Now, although Pasya actually is the name of a vessel, not of a well, but because of that kli, which is placed over there constantly in the pit, where some people could just draw up and have a pitcher to for those who are passing by to drink from, that's what's called Pasya. But Karya means digging the pitcher. It means digging the well that has that pitcher inside, that everyone has to contribute to Afilam Rabbana, even from the rabbis, because they also need water to drink. But we didn't say that they're also required to contribute El Dele Nafki Bochluza, only if they themselves, that the city members, are not going out themselves with tools to go out and dig, rather meaning they're hiring workers, then the Rabbana have to contribute financially. But if the way they're digging the well is actually all the members are taking tools and spades and going to dig, then Rabbanan lav b'nei mefik b'achluzan, and they're not people that are, it's below their dignity for to have them go out and dig those wells, and then they would be exempt. Now, the Gemara brings a story regarding the differential between Talmid Chachamim and their being supported regarding the rest of the population. So Rebbe Pasach Eitzus b'shnei b'tzayis, Rebbe, who was very wealthy, opened up his storehouses in the hunger years. Now, Amr, he said, Yikantsu, those who could come in and take from my food are Bali Mikra, those who learn Chumash, Bali Mishnah, those who learn Mishnais, Bali Gemara, those who learn Gemara, Bali Halacha, those who learn Halacha, Bali Haggadah, those who learn the Agadic teachings. Aval Ami Ha'aretz, Al Yikantsu. But he said, the ignoramuses, the rest of the masses that don't know how to learn, they're not allowed to come in. Now, in spite of that, Dachig Reb Yenison ben Amram ben Nechnas, Reb Yenison ben Amram, who was one of the students of Rebbe, went and pushed his way in. In this guise of not knowing who he is, and he entered into the storehouse. Now, Amalai, so Rebbe said to him, Rebbe Yenison ben Amram said to Rebbe, Rebbe Parnaseni, my teacher, support me. So Amalai, so he said to him, Bani Karisa, my son, have you learned Chumash? Amalai Lav, he says, no. Shanisa, do you learn Mishnais? Amalai Lav, he says, no. So Rebbe said to him, Imkein b'ma farnasecha, with what should I support you? What right do I have giving you food that if you're a person that, as we'll see later, actually causes destruction to the world? Amalai said to him, Parnaseni ki kelev v'cha'arv, support me like a dog and like a raven. Now, the reference for that is significantly, as the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kof Nun Hei, Mebeis, that HaKadosh Baruch has mercy on these two animals. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yedea Tzadik Din Dalam, the Tzadik, meaning reference to Hashem, knows the judgment of the poor because the dog gets very little food. So Hashem made it that the food should stay in his intestines, in the stomach, for 3 days. So too regarding the ravens, it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Levnei Oriv Ashi Kro, for the sons of the raven that call out to Hashem, because since the raven is very cruel to its children, Kadosh Baruch Hu prepares for them these mosquitoes in their excrement, and they eat that, and that's how Hashem provides support for them. So it says, as a dog and like a raven that Hashem supports, that's how you should support me. So the Gemara tells the Parnasa, he supported him, he gave him food. Now, Basa Denafik, after he had left, Yosef Rebbe bekomet starva amas. Rebbe was sitting and he was in pain and he said, Oili, woe to me, shenasati piti lamarts, I gave for my bread to an ignoramus. Now, Amal the father of Reb Shimon Rebbe, so Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said to him, to his father, Shema Yonasan ben Amram Tamidachu, maybe that guy, that pauper, was really Yonasan ben Amram, your student, that he never wants to derive any benefit from the glory of his Torah from that, because he's a Talmud Chacham, and therefore he made like as if he doesn't know anything and to be provided without getting anything because of his Torah learning. And but Kuba Ashkach, they checked and they found that that's who he actually was. It really wasn't an Am Haaretz. Now, Amar Rebbe, after this incident, he said, Yikantzu Hakol, let everyone come in, and let everyone have from the food he had in the storehouse. Now, the Gemara explains to us that Rebbe Litameh, Rebbe, the reason why he initially refused having Amaratzim eat, goes according to his reason to Amar Rebbe. The Rebbe said, "Ein paranus bo la'olam, punishment does not come to the world, ela b'shvil ha'me'aretz, except because of the ignoramus, those who don't learn Torah." As the Gemara illustrates this, kahu demei kalila. Like there was the value of this crown for the Kaiser to the king, the shadu at Tveria that they imposed upon the inhabitants of the city of Tveria to have to come up with the money to provide for this crown. Now, Asu, so the Amaratzim of Tveria came to Kamei de Rebbe, they came in front of the Rebbe, and they said to him, Leis Rabban Badan, let the rabbis, who they're just sitting all day and learn, let them also have to contribute. Why should we have to be the ones, because we're working, to go ahead and pay for the crown of the king? So Amal Hulai, Rebbe said to them, no, the rabbis do not contribute. So Amalei, they threatened to Rebbe, they said, Arukinan, so we're going to flee, and then the rabbis are going to be left with it themselves, they're going to have to pay for all of it themselves, we're going to run. Amalehem Aruku, Rebbe said to them, you're not scaring me, go, run away. So Arkupal gained, so half of them fled. Now, Dolyuapalga, actually what happened was that the king forgave the value of half of the requirements, and he removed that from them. Now, Asu Hanu Palga Kamed Rebbe, now the remaining half of the Amaratzim again came in front of Rebbe, which now there was still half left on them. So Amulai, they said to Rebbe, Leis Rabban Badan, let the rabbis contribute with us. Amulhulai, he said, no. So they threatened, they said, Arakina, we're going to run away. So he said, Aruku, go run away. So Arkukulu, they all ran away. Now, Pasha Hukaibis, there was still one person that remained besides the Tamid Chalam and Devaria, was this one launderer, Shadu Hukaibis. So the government went and appointed the requirement of the taxes for this crown all on this one launderer. So Arakaibis, he ran away. And Paka Klila, and then the tax for the crown was removed, even though Tamid Chacham was still there. So Amar Rebbe said, Re'isim, so you see, She'ein Paranus Bala Olam, that punishment does not come to the world, Ela B'Shevel Ama'aretz. Except for the Amaratzim. When they were there, there was the tax. When they ran away, then there was no more tax anymore. When half went away, half went away. So therefore he said that, you see that he didn't want to provide for them, because they're the ones that actually bring punishment to the world. Now the Mishnah said, regarding this requirement of contributing, it's from one of the members of the city. So the Mishnah said, so how long does a person have to be in the city to be considered one of the people of the city? So said the Mishnah, Yud Beis Chaydish, if he's there for 12 months, except unless if he bought a house, if he's there for 12 months, he's considered one of the Anche Ir, and then he has to contribute towards the necessities of the city. Now, and that has to come over a mini, but that seems to be contradicted by the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hachameris v'hakamelis, regarding caravans of donkey drivers or camel drivers, that are traveling from place to place. Now, and then they spend the night overnight in a certain city, which is from the concept of Ir HaNidachas, which is when the whole entire city is driven to go ahead and serve idols, they get a certain type of death and their money is all burnt. So these caravans, they just happen to have been there that night when everyone in that whole city decided to do Avodah Zarah. So it says the Braisa, so Hein Beskila, that actually they don't get what's called the cherev, they don't get killed by the sword like an Iran Idachas, because they're not really part of the city, they're just spending the night over there, but since they did Avodah Zarah, so they get stoned like a regular individual does Avodah Zarah. And their money is saved, because again, not like an Iran Idachas that their money is burned, they're not part of the Iran Idachas. But, says the Raisa, but if they had already delayed there, they had been there already for 30 days, oh, then they're considered like the members of the city, then they get killed by the sword, and the money gets obliterated, just like the people of the Iran Nidachas. So you see, to be considered a member of the city is 30 days, not 12 months. So Amar Rav says, Lekash, it's not a difficulty. Ha, our Mishnah is precisely what's called Lebnei Masa, to be considered a person of the city. Ha, Liyasuva Masa. The Bryce is discussing regarding being a settler of the city. which that's enough for 30 days, because actually the term of the pasuk in Eir Nidachas and Devarim Yud Gimel is Yeshvi Ha'ir, those who dwell in the city, not a member of the city, a dweller in the city. Kedetanya, actually we learned this differentiation in a brisa. The brisa says, Hamudr Hanami Anshei Ha'ir, if someone takes a neder, forbidding himself to have benefit from Anshei Ha'ir, from the men of the city. So then, Kol Sheneshtar Shem Shneim Osachedesh, anyone that has been already living in that city for 12 months, is considered Anshei Ha'ir, so Aslahanis Mimeno, so then he's not to have benefit from that person. Pachis Mekamut, if someone was not living there yet 12 months, he's not considered Anshei Ha'ir, a constituent of the city, and he's permitted to have benefit from that person. But let's say his neder, his vow forbidding benefit was Meyosh Ve'ir, from the person who settled in the city. Oh, Kol Sheneshtar Shem Shloishim Yoyim, whoever has already had been living there for 30 days, Aslahanis Mimeno, not benefit from him. If it's less than 30 days, then you're allowed to have benefit from him. So you see this concept between Yoishvi'ir and Anshi'ir. Anshi'ir, remember, man of the city, that's 12 months, like our Mishnah. Yoishvi'ir, like the concept of Yarni Tachas, which that's what the Pasuk says, that's after 30 days. Now, the Gemara asks on this halach of our Mishnah. So is it really true that for everything of a requirement of contributing to the city needs, you have to be there, as the Mishnah seems to say, for 12 months, and before that, he doesn't have to contribute anything to the requirements of the city? But we learn the Braisa that says, Shloishim Yom Tamchi. If he's there already at least 30 days in the city, so then the collector of the Tamchi, which is called the plate, which is they would go around to people of the city and give you the leftovers, give you some food to the food bank, and then they could give it to the poor people that need food that same day. If he's there already 30 days, he has to contribute to the Tamchi. And Shleish Chadashim, if he's there 3 months, Lekupa is already has to contribute to the box of the charity. Shisha, Luxus, if he's there for 6 months, he has to contribute clothing for the paupers of the city. Tisha, Likvura, if he's there for 9 months, he has to contribute towards the burial of the paupers of the city, which is a larger expense, and therefore that's only if he's there for 9 months. And Shneim Aster Lapaseir, if he's there 12 months, then that he has to really contribute to the boards that were used to support the gates of the city, that's what he has to contribute to. But you see that there are things even before 12 months. So on that, I'm Rabbi Yechon, he says, you're right. What did our Mishnah mean when it says he has to be there 12 months? To have to contribute is lapasir tanan. It's for the boards of the city, meaning the protection of the city. Those things are only after 12 months. That's what the Mishnah was saying. But you're right, as the Braisa indicates, there are certain things that are even after 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, even before 12 months. Continuing on this topic, the Gemara says, from Amr Rabbi Yechon, another halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hanan, this concept of pasir, says, "Akol lepasir, everyone has to contribute towards the boards of the protection of the walls of the city." Vafilim yasper, even from orphans. But again, as we said before, Rabbanan loy, but not the rabbis. The Rabban loy tzrichin nitzrusa, because they don't need protection. Hashem protects them. Now, moreover, Amar Papa, he says, "Leshura, for fixing the wall of the city, uleparsha, which from the term of parashas harechev, meaning that's the chariot that goes around the entire city." A, to protect it, and also B, to know what the needs of the city are. Ula Tarzina, which is the one who guards the weaponry of the city, who he sits by a house near the gate. Those things, Afilu Mayasmi, they're even collected from orphans. But again, Avraban Litzricha Nitzirusa, since these things are for protection of the city, rabbis don't have to contribute because they don't need protection. Says the Gemara, Kol de Milsa, the general rule is, Kol Milsa de Islu HaNomine, anything that a person has benefit from, they have to contribute. Afilu Mayasmi, even from orphans, everyone has to contribute. But again, Shmira is not something to Milcham need, and they don't benefit, and therefore they don't have to contribute. The Gemara brings a story related to these halachas that Rabba Ram et Tzedaka Yasmi de Bei Mamarim. Rabba, he imposed charity on the orphans of the household of Bar Marion, who he had passed away, and then on his orphans he imposed that they have to contribute towards charity. So Amalei Abaya said to him, but Vatani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda had taught that in Paiskin Tzedakah Al Yisrael, we don't impose charity on orphans, meaning certain requirements of the city, that we do, but charity we don't. A Philippine Shvuim, even for such a great mitzvah like redeeming the captives, we don't impose that on orphans. So how are you here making these orphans give charity? So Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Ano lach shavinu kavinu, and I was doing it that they should be considered significant, that they're part of the mitzvah when we're collecting, and all the noble characters of the city are giving, meaning just like their father was a distinguished member, an Askin in the city, so that's why I'm having their children do it, not as a way as imposing on them. You're right, I can't impose on them. I'm actually doing it as a favor for them to have them involved in charitable causes. Now, a related story with this concept of pitin yeshvuyim, the Gemara brings that Ifra Hurmuz was her name. She was Ime the Shver Malka. She was the mother of King Shapur, of the king. Shadra Arnaka the Din Rilikamed Rav Yosef. She sent a purse full of coins in front to Rav Yosef. And Amr, she said, Lahavala mitzvah rabba, let it be for a great mitzvah. Now, yes, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was sitting, he was analyzing, my mitzvah rabba, what would be considered a great mitzvah that this mother of the king, of the Persian king, wants me to go ahead and use it for? So Abaye said to him, Meditani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, which is related to his previous halacha, we said, that he said, that ain't place can stuck Ali Yisayimim, that would not let impose charity on orphans, Afilapin Yeshuvim, even for redeeming the captive. Shemam, no, we can infer from that teaching, from that statement, in an indirect way, as a continued Talmud Beis, is that obviously Pin Yeshuvim, it's a rabbi, that obviously redeeming the captives are a great mitzvah, because we're saying, and even that, what do you mean even that? Even that which is the greatest of charity, the greatest of mitzvahs, even that you can't impose on orphans, obviously, that's what it would mean, that you could use the money for mitzvah rabbi, is for redeeming the captives. And as the Gemara brings it, Omle Rava la Rabba Bamari, Menoha Milsadam Rabbanan. From where is this concept known that the rabbis say, the Pidin Shvu Mitzvah Rabbi, that redeeming the captives is a great mitzvah, which again we inferred from his statement, where do we know this concept from? So Malaysa said to him, the Psalm, like it says the passage in Yirmiyah, it says, Vahoya ki Yemri Alecha, that Hashem is telling Yirmiyah, that when the people will tell you, Ananetse, where we're going out, meaning this is for the exile, Bamarta Leim Koyim Hashem, you will tell them this is what Hashem says. Asher lamavis, lamavis, he who he's going to die is going to die. Vasher lacherev, lacherev, he is going to get killed by the sword is going to get killed by the sword. Vasher larav, larav, he is going to die by hunger is going to die by hunger. Vasher lashvi lashevi, and the one who's going to go and be up for captivity is going to go into captivity. Now, V'amar B'yechin, he explained this pasuk. Kalama ucher b'pasuk zeh, whatever is later on in this pasuk, is kasha mechaver, is more harsh than that which is written early in the pasuk. As he explains, the first two are, first comes mavis, which is dying, natural death, and then the scherev. So the later one, which is scherev, is kashim mavis, dying by the sword, is harsher than a regular death. Ibay same akra, if you want, we could bring a pasuk to support this idea. Ibay same akra, if you want, you could say logic. Ibay same akra, if you want to say logic, is haikominvol. Someone that dies by the sword, it's in a disgraceful type of a way of dying. Vahilokominvol, but regular death is not so disgraceful. A person just dies. If you want, you can bring a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Yakar be'eini Hashem, those who are precious in the eyes of Hashem, hamav salah chasidim, those who are pious ones who just die. That's more precious than being disgusted and disgraced by dying through the sword. You see that what's more harsher is cherev than regular misa. Continuing on the pasuk, Rav kashim cherev, dying by hunger is more harsh than dying by the sword. If you want, you can say logic, because haikum etzdar, dying through hunger is a painful death. Dying by the sword, it's painful, but it's in one moment and then it's over. And anybody say Mekran, if you want, you can bring a pasuk in Eich that says, Tayvim hoydu chale cherev mechale rav. Better were those who die by the sword than those who die by hunger. Again, you see a pasuk that shows that it's harsher to die by hunger than by the sword. And then, Shavi kashimukulam. In captivity is worse than all of them, the kulu isnube, because all these types of death all apply to the one that's a captive. Because since he's given over to the hands of the idol worshippers, who could do with him whatever they desire, they could either have him die, or they could kill him by the sword, or they could have him die by hunger. They could do everything to him, and therefore he has the worst lot of them all, and that's why this mitzvah rabba is pidyon shvuyim. Now going back to what we mentioned before, to this kubishal tzedakah, and regarding that we said regarding the requirements of someone who lives in the city, could be even earlier than 12 months, 30 days, or 3 months, or 6 months. So we have a brisa that elaborates on these halachas. Talking about the brisa. Kupishal tzedakah, the box of the charity of the city, nigvis bishnaim, is collected only with 2 people. You can't have less than 2 people. Mischalekis bishleisha. And when it's divided, meaning you collect from the wealthy, and you have 2 people going around together, and when it's divided, when it's then given to the poor, it's bishleisha with 3 people. As the Gemara explains, Nigvis Bishnaim is collected with 2 people, She'ein Oisim Shroves Alad Tzibur Pachas Mishnaim, because we don't make sovereignty, we don't make people that are overseers of the people, less than 2 people. U'mischalekis Bishleisha, and the reason why it's divided with 3 people is Kedini Mamanis, is like monetary law, like a Bezdin needs to have 3 people. So to hear, essentially, when you're giving out money to the poor, you have to analyze and give to each one according to what his requirements are, how many children he has. So that's like a regular court case. You need to have 3 people to be delegated to decide who gets what. Tamchei nigves b'shloisha, the plate that goes around every single day that's collected from people that are giving food is collected with three people. U'mischalekes b'shloisha, and it's divided out with three people. Now the reason for that is shekevuya b'chaluka shabbos, because it's collection and it's then dispensation is really the same. Meaning because it's every single day that this is done, as the Gemara will shortly explain. So therefore you're not going to collect it with two people so that you don't have to go ahead and then find right away a third person to divide it. By tzedakah, you could collect for a few months, and then you have to, so then that could be with two people, and then you have to give it out with three. But here, since right away when you collect, you give it out, so therefore, since you have to give it out with three, so you already collect with three. As the Brisa continues the contrast, the tamchei b'chol yom, the charity of the plate, which is food that's given out to the poor, is every single day that it's collected and given out, whereas kupa me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, but the charity box is only from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. So to tamchei l'ni olam, the charity plate of food is for the purpose of the world, kupa l'ani ha'ir, but the charity box that they collect is only for the poor of the city. Now, however, says the Braisa, v'rishoyim b'nei ha'ir lasas kupa tamchei, the people of the city are allowed to transfer the kupa, which is only supposed to be for the city inhabitants, to tamchei, to then give it out to even poor that come from other places. If there's an influx of so many wanderers around the city, they can go ahead and transfer to the tamchei. And so, the tamchei kupa, they could take what's the tamchei for the people of the world and transfer it to the kupa if there's no money for the paupers of the city. And ulashanaisu l'chamashir, so they could change it to whatever they want, meaning other city needs. The city, those who are on the board of the city could go ahead and decide that they need it for other city needs. So too, v'rashayin b'nei ha'ir l'hasnas alamidus, other things that the people of the city are allowed to is that they're allowed to stipulate regarding measurements, that they could extend the measurement of the size of the city or to make it smaller. They could say how large is the measurement supposed to be. Val sha'arim, regarding the price gauge, that they could say that the price of wheat or wine should not be sold this year more than this amount of money. That's within the governmental of the city's rights. And val schar poilim, regarding the workers' wages. Ulasi al kitzasin, and also even to penalize those who violate the rabbinic law, where they could, what's called lasiya, is to go ahead and move them from biblical law to rabbinic law. They can then impose penalties for those who don't keep the rabbinic law that were imposed for the people. So the Gemara explains, going back, Omamar, the Braisa had said that einoisin shroris al tzibur pachas mishnayim. The reason why it has to be collected with two people is because you can't make sovereignty. You can't make positions of oversight of people less than two people. So the Gemara asks, "Nonamili, where do we know this from?" So Amar Reb Nachman says, "Amar Kratz a pasuk in Shemais, v'heim yichu es azav v'gomer, that they should take the gold, meaning the collection of all these people, which was for the donation of the Mishkan. That is, it says they. So you see that a plural, that when it's a position of sovereignty of where in this case, as we're saying, of collection, has to be at least two people. Now the Gemara, however, makes an inference." Shraris hudulay abdi. It's only for a position of superiority that you don't do less than two people. But it sounds like the other element that there is in collection, hohim nune mehem, but that an individual is believed to be the treasurer, meaning he's believed to deal with money. It's just that when it's regarding the superiority, being a superior over people, that we don't let less than two people. When they're collecting and demanding and saying, you got to give us, that has to be two. But regarding trust, it's even with one. So says the Gemara, Misayel Reb Chanina, that supports Reb Chanina. Because the Reb Chanina, he had said that Maisa, there was an incident, Umina Rebbe Shnei Achan Al Kupa, the Rebbe had appointed two brothers regarding the monies of the charity box, which, as Rashi points out, regarding trustworthiness, two brothers are like one. So now that supports him that story is true, because although we don't appoint him as in a superiority type of a position, but regarding the trustworthiness of that monies, we do believe even one person. Now, however, the Gemara asks, Maitre Rusa, what exactly is the superiority of the charity collector that you're saying that, oh, therefore they have to be two when they're collecting because you can't make shrara on the tzibur less than two? What type of superiority is there? What does he have control of other people that we have to say that it can't be one person, it's got to be two? So says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravu, he says, Lafishim Emashkin Nalat Tzedakah, because actually a person has superiority over people that he's collecting from the city constituents, because he could actually take collateral for the charity. Vafel Be'er Shabbos, even on Friday afternoon when the homeowner could say, hey, I'm busy, what are you doing over here? Come back at a different time. The guy says, no, and I'm going to go into your house and I'm going to take your stuff. So that's a shrara that we can't do less than two. No, the Gemara says, Eden, is that really so that You're saying that the reason why a charity collector has shrar because he could go into someone's house and take collateral against that person's will? But for Ksiv, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Ufakadati akol loichatzav." That I will, Hashem says, I will remember, I will keep track for all those who oppress the Jewish people. Now, the Amar Bitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei de Rav, he says that Vafil al gabi tzedakah, and that applies even to a charity collector, where if he's oppressing the people, he's going to get punished. So you see that you're not allowed to oppress them by taking collateral from them, forcing to take away stuff from them. So how can we say that that's the shrara that applies to the gabi tzedakah? So think about like cash. It's not difficult. Depends who. Ha da amid. When did our mission? When did our Abraisa say that that's the shrara because he could forcefully take away stuff? That's if someone is evaluated as a wealthy person. Ha da loy amid. This pasuk that was saying that he's going to get punished is a guy who doesn't have money and forcibly the charity collector says, "Well, you got to give," and he goes and grabs away his stuff, and the guy's left with nothing. Then he's going to get punished. As the Gemara says, "Kihad Rava," like was by Rava, that Achvei l'Rav Nosson bar Ami, he forced Rav Nosson bar Ami, who was a wealthy person, v'shokol min arba meizuz l'tzedaka, and he took from him 400 zuz for charity. You see that you could grab away, you could take a mashkin if a guy's wealthy. If a guy's not, that's what the pasuk in Yirmiyah is saying. V'fakad de'akol loichatzav, and then the charity collector gets punished. Continuing on this topic of the charity collector, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Daniel, v'maskilim, and the wise ones. Yazhiru kizdoyer harikir v'gaim, and they will shine like the shine of the sky. So what's this hamaskil and yazhiru kizdoyer harikir? Says the Gemara. Zed dayin shadon din emes lamite. This is a judge who judges a true judgment according to its truth. That shines clear. It's as it is. There's no falsehood in there. Now then the pasuk where it says umetzdiki harabim, and those who do charity for the who do good for the public. Kekechavim la'olam v'ad are like stars forever and ever. That what's that a reference to? A legabe tzedakah, which we're talking about. Those are the charity collectors where they do tzedakah for the rabbim. They're like stars forever and ever. Now, b'mesnita tana, however, in the brisa they taught a little differently. V'maskilim yazir kazer akir, when it says this, the wise ones will shine like the shine of the sky. It was actually two references. First of all, zed dayin shadon din emes lamita, like we said before, and v'gabe tzedakah, that also refers to the charity collector, because they also have to be intelligent to know what are the needs of the poor. So he's also from the maskilim who shine like the shine of the sky. When it says that those who do tzedakah with the public are like stars forever and ever, that's a reference to those who teach children. And the reason why they're matzdiki harabim is because they teach and they indoctrinate those small children in the good path, and that's something that continues forever and ever. That's why they're considered matzdiki harabim, like stars forever and ever. Now the Gemara says, "Kegayman, who is such a Rebbe? Who is such a teacher? Who is that referring to? Who is like a star shining forever and ever?" I'm a Rav. He says, "Kegayman, Rav Shmuel bar Shilas." As we find, the Rav Ashkechil, Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, Rav once encountered Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. Davakoy begins that he was in a garden. Amalei, so Rav said to him, "Shav kasei lehem nusach." So have you forsaken your trustworthiness that you always used to be so diligent and trustworthy in teaching your children, that meaning your students, and to teach them to sit by them at all times? You would never go without your students. So Malaysa said to Rav, "Hotleisish nindalei chazile." This is 13 years that I've not seen my garden because I never take a moment break from my students. And vahashta nami daiti elavei. And even right now that I'm in my garden, I'm still thinking about my students. That is a star. That's a real star who shines forever and ever. Is the malam de tinaikis like that? And the Gemara asked, so we spoke about a gabit staka, a judge. We spoke about school children, teachers. So the Gemara asked, Rabbanan and Talmudic scholars who are constantly toiling in Torah, mai, what does the pasuk have to say about them? So Ravini quotes a pasuk in Shaiftim that says, "Vayahavav," and those who love Hashem, "Ketzeis Hashemesh b'gvurasa," is like how the sun goes out in its might. That's what a Talmud Chacham who's constantly sitting and diligent learning could be compared to. Tanabon learned the Braisa, continuing on this, of Gabi Tzedakah, charity collector, Einu Rishoyin Lifrish Zemizeh. They're not allowed to separate one from the other. As we said, two people have to collect. Moreover, they can't separate when they're doing the collection. Hey, you go there and I'll go there. And the reason is for suspicion that people shouldn't say, "Oh, why is he by himself going and knocking on that guy's house?" Because he's going to collect himself. He wants to steal the money and take it for himself. So they always have to be together. Two people, they're not going to be as suspect as one individual. So although they can't separate, but says the Braisa, will perish the Lashar, but this guy could go and separate to collect from those who are sitting by the city gates. And this guy could go and go collect from those who are sitting by the stores, but as long as you could see both of them at the same time, so although he's there and he's there, so they're in different areas, but as long as they can both be seen, then we know that they're together and they're not going to be suspect. More regarding this concern about suspecting them, Matza Mois Bishuk. Let's say a charity collector found money on the street, which he's allowed to take for himself. Layitna Matech Kisei, he should not put into his own wallet. That people shouldn't say, hey, I saw him putting money into his own wallet. He must have taken charity money and he's stealing it, he's putting it into his own wallet. So don't do that. Rather, he puts them into the charity box, the charity purse. When he comes home, then he'll take it out so that people don't see it as if he's putting it in his own wallet to suspect him. Similarly, let's say he was collecting, his friend owed him $100. And then his friend pays him up. Oh, Chaim, I'm so excited to see you. He wants to pay him up the money. He should not put into his own wallet. Rather, he should put into the purse of the charity box. When he comes home, then he'll take it out, which is rightfully his own money. Tanabon, so too we learn the Brisa, continue on this theme. Regarding charity collectors that don't have any poor people right now to give out money to. So parton, they do is a lot of people give pennies, a lot of people give these copper coins, who if they would sit around, they would get rusty, and they don't want to hold on to it because there's no paupers to give it out to right now. So they would transfer it into silver dinarim, which lasts longer. So when they're doing their transfer, they do it only la'acherim, for other people who want to have copper coins to take from them silver dinarim. But they ain't parton la'atzman, but they don't go ahead and transfer it for their own silver coins, because people might suspect them and say, oh, yeah, okay, fine, he probably did it cheaper, probably took way more copper coins than the silver coins. So again, because of suspicion, he can't transfer it for himself. So to Gabi Tamchi, the charity collector who collects the food from the plate that he collects from everyone every day and gives out to the poor every day. Let's say she'en lemanim l'chalik. Let's say people give him way more than enough food that he needs. He doesn't have poor people to give it out to. So meichron lachem, so he sells it off to others, but the meichron la'atzman doesn't sell it to himself. Let's say he needs supper that night. He's not allowed to do that again because people are going to suspect that he's undercutting the charity. So to ma'ishal tzedakah, regarding the money of charity, ein meinin oisem shtayim. You don't count them two at a time because people might say, oh, I see he's taking two and he's only making one count. I mean, they don't really, he's going 2, 4, 6, 8. He's taking two at a time. He's going to say, oh, okay, he's probably counting 1, 2, and he's taking two at a time because he wants to shortcut the charity. El achas achas, rather, you count one at a time. So even if someone's looking, he realizes that it's exactly the numerics as every amount that he's taking. Now, Omar Abaye says, Mireish, in the beginning, Lohava Yosef Mar, the master, meaning reference to Rabbah, wouldn't sit at Tzipi de Beknishta. He wouldn't sit on those mats that were in the shul because the city members would buy these mats for shul from the kupa money, from the charity money. And that's not appropriate. That's supposed to go for the poor people, and here they go and they buy these seats in shul from them. So he didn't sit on that. But Kivin the Shemal HaDatani, once he heard this that we learned in the Braisa, which we mentioned before, that the city members are allowed to change, although it's collective for this purpose, they could change it for whatever their needs are. Where here the shul had no seats, didn't have these mats, so they're allowed to do that. So then when they heard that halacha, then he sat down because he realized it's permitted to go ahead and make that change. So too, similarly, Omar Abaye says, Mireish, have Oved Mar Trei Kisei. In the beginning, the master, meaning Rabbah, had originally made two different wallets, two different purses for tzedakah. Chad laniyad alma, one for the poor of the world. Chad laniyad mas, and another one was separately for the poor of the city, which we said that there are different charities that go to different things. Kupa is for the ear, tamach is for the aniyah oilam. Now, kiven the shemal lahod the amal le Shmuel, the Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi. Once he heard this halacha that Shmuel said to Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi that ovet chad kisa, that he should make one purse as a continue to top of Tesamid Aleph, the asni law, and that he should stipulate with the people that he should be allowed to give it to whoever comes to collect from to come for charity. So and you're allowed to do that. So iunami ovet chad kisa v'asni law. So then he also heard about that. He did the same thing. He made just instead of having these two accounts, made one account, one thing, and he gave it to the poor of the city and he gave it to the poor of the world. Now Ravashi, I mean, he said that actually ana mi Ravashi asnu yinami leitzrichna. I don't even have to go ahead and stipulate and make the condition with the tzibur to allow myself to make it into one account, because the chol de kaasi whoever comes to give me money for the kupa, for charity that I should give out, adaita didias, he's coming based on my understanding. Whoever I want to, I could give it to. In other words, they're giving it to me. I'm the one, they come, they give me money, and they understand that I'm the one who gets to decide, so therefore it's not going to be limited to ani ha'ir or ani ha'ilam. I don't even have to stipulate because they're really giving it based on my understanding, my intentions, and my intentions have it as one, and therefore I'm allowed to do that even without stipulating and making conditions with them before I go and do that.